Blog Talk Radio.
Pastor cannot do it alone.
That's right.
And so it is important that the laity be trained and prepared to help the work of the church, to help in the work of the ministry, so that the body of Christ may be built up and matured spiritually, as we're taught in Ephesians chapter 4. So the laity has an important role in the church.
I know I know for myself, and we will take care of you.
Greetings, USCCM and supporters. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and also on behalf of our Ecumenical Patriarch, Bishop Henry A. Tyndall, Sr., we give honor to God, who is the head of our lives and who has graciously allowed us to come together one more time. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you so much for tuning in and your patience for this momentary internet glitch that we had, but thank God we're back on, and I hope that you all are tuning in with listening ears. And this is the Ministry of Laity Training Outreach broadcast, and coming to you right now, this is Teacher Margaret Tyndall, coming to you on UFCCM Anointed Blog Radio, extending a hearty welcome to all of you who are tuning in today, whether you are on your phone, whether you are at the UFCCM Facebook Live page, or even at our UFCCM website. However you are listening, we are so happy that you have joined us today. We honor our Ecumenical Patriarch, Bishop Henry A. Tyndall, Sr., our Episcopal Board of Bishops, the Sacred College, national officials of UFCCM, all the clergy, laity, and also the great supporters of this ministry. We're so blessed to have another opportunity to come to you today on UFCCM Anointed Blog Radio. We thank God for his grace, faithfulness, and mercies every morning, and we honor God who has allowed us to experience this 20th year of the United Fellowship of Christian Churches and Ministries. God has truly brought us a long way, and let us now go before the Lord in prayer and a morning scripture from our co-host mentee, Pastor Sherry Atkinson of Little Elm, Texas.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Good morning. Protocol has already been established, so I just praise God for another day. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, I just thank you right now for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Father God, we thank you right now that we are in the house of the Lord wherever we are, Father God. We just pray right now for your word coming forth, Lord God, changing our hearts. Lord, help us to be prepared to receive the word of God. From our Bishop Davis, we praise God for the speaker of the hour, which is going to be Bishop Marion E. Davis. Lord, you've been so good to us. Hallelujah, God. And we just bless you, and we praise you, and we honor you. Glory be to God. Our scripture today. Okay, hold on 1 second, because now I'm driving. Find the scripture. Satan, you and I, you're not doing this. Our scripture is Ephesians 4:32. Be kind and tenderhearted to one another, and forgive one another, as God has forgiven you through Christ. So, God, we praise you that we'll have the mind of Christ to be kind and tenderhearted to everyone that we may meet, and help us to forgive even the unforgivable, for this is the act of Christ. This is the will of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're so grateful. I'm sure Bishop Davis will be sharing some scriptures with us. But we're so grateful for how God has sustained us and brought us through the year of 2024 thus far. In spite of sickness and loss of members of the UFCCM family, in particular our beloved General Overseer Henry A. Tyndall, Jr., and Mother Elizabeth Kramer, you know, in spite of our sorrow and grief, yet we rejoice because we know that they're in the arms of our Lord. And I like to think of them, as the old song says, walking around heaven all day. And, you know, we're uplifted and encouraged, too, as we celebrate this eighth year of the UFCCM Laity Outreach broadcast, which aired first. Our first broadcast was in March of 2016. Look how far the Lord has brought us. And as we reflect, we truly thank him for keeping us and empowering us to bring to you this monthly broadcast with so many powerful, uplifting, and enlightening lessons to help us all mature in the faith. We're also grateful for the support of our Ecumenical Patriarch, the Episcopal Board, and we're also so grateful for Bishop Haywood, who has not failed once in these 8 years to make sure we are able to come to you on UFCCM Anointed Blog Talk Radio. No matter rain, sleet, snow, or whatever comes along, Bishop Haywood is on the job. To God be the glory. I want you to remember, too, that our UFCCM annual theme for this year is Remember the Vision While Going Forward in Unity. And this theme is the focus for all of our speakers and presenters during this year. Today, Pastor Sherry will present our speaker for today, His Grace Bishop Marion E. Davis. Pastor Sherry?
Oh, praise God. I am so honored to present my bishop, Bishop Marion E. Davis. Let me tell you a little about Bishop Marion E. Davis. He was born in Atlanta, Georgia, where after graduating, he served in the military for 9 years. In 1984, he received Jesus Christ as Lord. In preparation for his call, he amassed many facets of education as he traveled the halls of academia. Bishop Marion E. Davis has over 36 years in ministry and was consecrated to the office of bishop of May 2015. What we do in life is never an individual act. A never individual effort, I should say. We always have help, whether it's a mentor, educator, encourager, or friend. Bishop Marion E. Davis had his wife, Deborah, by his side for 42 years. She has been help and compensating all of his aforementioned traits. The Davises have one child, Lakeisha, I hope I pronounced it correctly, as a visionary. Y'all forgive me, I'm driving. As a visionary, in 2002, Bishop Marion E. Davis was called to begin Harvest Ministries, S-O-W, was started as a teaching ministry where the Word of God is taught, empowering and inspiring change in the lives of. Our goal is to reach people of all nationalities, races, and creeds, and encourage them to reach their full potential in life and their Christian walk. Bishop Marion E. Davis' motto is, no opportunity wasted, now. N-O-W. He looks at every day as an opportunity to improve. It is his belief that continues to drive towards achieving God-given purpose. We thank God for Bishop Marion E. Davis, and his word today is heart of vision. So, church, let's prepare to receive the man of God and the word of God. Amen.
Good morning, UFCCM family. I hope that you are well in all that you do. This morning we greet you with Jesus' joy. From the family of Harvest Ministries to our illustrious Bishop Henry A. Tindall, our General Secretary Bishop Shirley Tindall, to the Ebob, the Scob, the Bishop, to our overseers, pastors, ministers, and to Christian families of God, household, and faith, we greet you with Jesus' joy. It has been a total of 38 years since I graced the pulpit, and I found something out that it takes 12 years, and that's enough time spent in primary education, to commence to the next level of education, which is college, where your lives depend on you. Some matriculate with associate's degrees, bachelor's of science degrees, bachelor's of arts degrees, master's degrees, doctorate degrees, PhDs, THDs, BSDs, and other degrees. Some summa cum laude, others magna cum laude. Most of us is just thank you laude. A snapshot of God's call. You know, leadership is leadership who wins the respect of others are the ones who deliver more than they promise, not the ones that promise more than they deliver. As we move forward, our word for today is we hope that the Lord will truly bless you in this, and I have really been touched by the opportunity to have this immense opportunity to present what God has shared with my heart. I hope everyone can hear me. Remember the vision while moving forward in unity. Philippians 1 and 6. Our title for today will be The Heart of Vision. I am certain that God, who has begun the good work in you, will finish it unto the very end and the return of Jesus Christ. When we look at this particular passage of Scripture, remember the vision while moving forward, I come to find some things out. Purpose sometimes set us up as an object or end to be attained. Passion, a strong likeness or desire for devotion to some activity, objective, or concept. God's purpose leads us to our passion. Passion leads us to our greatness, and we find that out as God has spoken to the heart of God's people. In the New Living Translation of Philippians 1 and 6, it says, I am certain that God, who's begun the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day of Jesus Christ's return. Your vision will show you your purpose. Your purpose will become your passion, and your passion will motivate you to become great. Romans 8:28 tells us, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. There are several versions of this particular scripture that I really like, and one of them is the New Living Translation. And the New Living Translation says it like this, Romans 8:28 also, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. Romans 8:27 also shares with us, and he who searches the heart knows the heart of men, and knows what is in the heart of the Spirit, because the Spirit indeed are intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. So when you're looking at your purpose, your passion, and what God has for you, I think most of the time we think God is looking at us, and really God is really not looking at us. He is really searching the heart of the Spirit, because the Spirit itself knows what God is going to say to himself. So when God speaks to our heart, which is the Spirit which he has given into us, he is really speaking to himself so that he can intertwine with our soul, which is our soul man, our psuche, so that we could get our mindset properly set for the things of God. When it comes to vision, vision is a totally different thing. A lot of times when we use the word vision, a lot of people think it's something that we see with our eyesight. But it's having vision is beyond your eyesight. It is seen from the inside out. What has God put in you? What has God given you as a vision? What has God said to you? What has God made clear to you in a vision? God spoke to Abraham, and he asked Abraham an acute question. He says, Abraham, what do you see? Oftentimes, God asks us the same question. What is it that we see? And sometimes we can't even answer that question ourselves. But if we just understand that an idea is the key we need to start an engine, imagination is the engine that gets us to our destination. An idea, all we need is an idea. And a lot of times we get to the point to where we get so spiritual that we are spooky. And I hate to be one of those spooky people that when I approach people, they don't know what's going to come out. But sometime in our Christian walk, we can be so spiritual that we spook you there. I'm not saying that there's nothing wrong with being spiritual. I'm just saying don't be spooky. 28 and 18, where there is no vision, no redemptive revelation of God, the people perish. But he who keeps the law of God, which includes that of man, blessed, happy, fortunate, and enviable is he. As we travel this life, we need to look at some other things. We need to know that one day and some day are not the same days of the week. Oftentimes we try to make this one day the same day of the week, but one day and some day is not the same day of the week. To live our dreams and fulfill our purpose, we must plan with long and short-term goals, yet act and implement them daily. When one door closes, another door will open. But we look so long at the closed door, we never see the new door opening. What can I do? How do I change my barriers? What can I use to make new changes? Positive reinforcement about oneself. If you don't reinforce yourself, no one else will. If you don't speak positive to yourself, no one else will. If you don't make positive movements for yourself, no one else will. Have a therapeutic toolkit. Communication is the key. Habakkuk 2:2 tells us, it says, and the Lord answered me, and he says, write the vision and make it plain. Make it plain. Write it upon tablets, that he may run that readeth it. Be careful who you give your plans to. Amen. 2 Timothy said, when you have a plan or when you have a vision, put it into the hand of faithful men. Faithful men. Don't just give your plans to anybody. Put it into the hand of faithful men. Dream no small dreams, for they have no power to move the heart of men. Habakkuk 2:3 says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak, and it shall not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. The book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 28, and afterwards he says, I will pour my spirit out upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, you old men shall dream dreams, and you young men shall see visions. God gave me a revelation for that particular scripture right there. He says, and I will pour my spirit out upon all flesh. All means all. And I think sometime in this Christian walk and in our Christian environment, what we try to do, we try to divvy out the Spirit of God to certain people and try to make sure that they're on a higher level than other levels if you're on a higher level. But that's not what God said here. He said, I will pour my spirit out upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. That means they're going to speak. When God spoke to Jeremiah, he says, I have made you a prophet to the nations. Speak, Jeremiah, speak. You old men shall dream dreams. What does that really mean? You old men shall dream dreams. Sometimes as we getting up in age, we don't have the strength or the power or the might to carry some of God's vision. So he gives it to younger men to see. And when he hands that vision over to younger men, they're able to visualize. What we need is a power of visualization. A lot of times we don't think about that in the church, but we need a power of visualization. Even upon the man's service and upon the maid's service in those days will I pour out my spirit. You got some folks that's running around your church and they're just doing things and you have not shared a vision with them. What we need to do sometime is share the vision with them. They're just running around. They're in order. They just don't know what to do. And sometimes we have to share those visions with them so that we can get everybody on the same sheet of music. It's a one-way street. Amen? It's a one-way street. We cannot just go this way or the other way. 2 Corinthians 4:7. However, we possess this precious treasure, the divine light of the gospel, in frail human vessels of earth, that the grandeur and the exceeding greatness of the power may be shown to be from God and not of ourselves. He says, this power that we have is not of us, but it's from God. And a lot of times we think that we have the power, and I need to say this, but the treasure that God has in an earthen vessel, we're that earthen vessel. When God said, let us make man in our image, he made good man in spirit. And then in the second chapter of Genesis, he decided to form man in the 7th verse. He took dust from the earth and he formed man and he blew into him the breath of life. And man became that living being. But we have this treasure. What is this treasure? The treasure is the spirit of God. We have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency and the power may be of God and not of us. God has given us this power that we may move the heart of men, that we may move the heart and the body of Christ. He has given us this passion. Amen. He's given us all of these things so that we can move men. Our passions are the winds that propel our vessels. Our reason is the pilot that steers her. Without wind, the vessel will not move. And without passion, the pilot, she would be lost. David said, when you are passionate about a thing, some will hate you. Psalm 60:99. Passions for your house has consumed me, and the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. Successful people maintain a positive focus in life. No matter what is going on around them, they stay focused on their past success rather than their past failures and on the next action step that they need to take to get them closer to the fulfillment of the goal rather than or the other distractions that life presents to us. Don't let other distractions hold you back from the goal in which you're trying to achieve. Excellence in you, and that excellence is trying to come out through the power of God and the mind that God has given you. He has given you a glorious mind. Start to use it. Start to expand it. A mind that has been expanded can never go back. Can never go back to the usual size. Colossians 3:23 says, work willingly in whatever you do as though you are working for the Lord rather than for people. If we stop working for people and keep our eyes on the Lord, we won't have to worry about whether or not the work is being done satisfactorily. We know that the work is done right because we are working for the Lord and not just for people. Follow your passions, be prepared to work hard, and sacrifice. And above all, don't let anyone limit your dreams. Paul was determined and encouraged enough to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ since an encounter on a Damascus road. Ephesians 4:1 lets us know, therefore, I am a prisoner for serving the Lord. Beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling. Whatever God has called you to, walk there in it. Whatever God has called you to, see the vision. Whatever God has called you to, hand the vision into the hand of faithful men. Our purpose, the reason for why some things is done or used, the aim or intention for something, that is purpose. You got to have an aim if you're going to have purpose. My life isn't really my own, but a plethora of many lives I get to choose from. Jeremiah 29:11 says this, for I know the thoughts and the plans that I have for you, saith the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil, to give you hope in the final outcome. Jeremiah 29:11. We are assured and know that God being a partner in their labor are things that work together and are fitting into a plan for God, amen, for the good and for those who love God according to his purpose. When we're operating in the purpose of God, Romans 8:28. From the King James, it says, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. One of the questions you might want to ask yourself, what is your purpose? I would often ask myself, what is my purpose? Do you know your purpose? Find out your purpose. And the only one can lead you to your purpose is when you seek God. Amen. 2 Corinthians 9:7. 2 Corinthians 9:7. Let each one give as he has been given. I'm sorry, as he has made up in his mind and purposed in his heart, not reluctantly or sorrowfully under the compulsion. For God loves, amen, he takes pleasure in prize above all other things and is unwilling to abandon or do without. A cheerful giver. What am I saying? A lot of people, when it comes to giving, they think the first thing come to their mind is money. No, we're not just talking about money. We're talking about your time, your joy. What about the joy? Do you have the joy of God within you so that you can pass that on to somebody else and share it with them? God wants to do more for us than we can really ask or think. 1 Corinthians 12:7 says this, but to each one of us is given the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, the evidence of spiritual illumination of the Spirit, for good and profit, for good and profit. But the manifestation of the Spirit in the King James Version is given to every man to profit withal. That means that when we are encountering others, we should not shy away, but if it's something that's profitable to somebody else that we can help them with, we should share it with them. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so that we can help each other. A lot of times we think that we the only ones should know it, and I don't think that's necessarily so. I think sometimes when God gives us something, we need to help each other. Colossians 3:2, and I'm about to come to a close. Colossians 3:23 says, work willingly and work at whatever you do, as though you are working for the Lord rather than working for people. Your work is going to fill a large portion of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking. Don't settle. All matters of the heart, you will know when you find it. Stay true to yourself, yet always be open to learn. Work hard and never give up on your dreams, even when nobody else believes they can come true but you. These are not cliches, but real tools you need no matter what you're doing in life to stay focused on your path. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. The heart of vision is this, your passion. Isaiah 40 and 31 tells us this, tells us to wait upon the Lord with renewal of strength, to mount up with the hope as eagle's wings, and to never be worn down by a bird's eye view. Continue on your journey that God has set for you. Run with him and nothing can wear you down. Walk with him and you will not faint. What is the moral of this story? This is your life, your story. Write it the way you want to live it and have no regrets. Every page should have excitement with no regrets. You can't change the past, but you continue your story, but you can continue your story. No one can write it for you. Don't live on wouldas, shouldas, and couldas. Don't let anyone finish your story. This is your life. And my closing statement is this, live full and die empty. No opportunities wasted. Now, no peace wasted. N period O period W period. No opportunities wasted. Thank you today for listening. I hope this has been a treasure for your heart. Put it in your treasure box and claim it as your own. Thank you. To God be the glory. Father, we just bless you and thank you for this word. We thank you now, Lord God, as we have come to the end of this particular word that God has dropped into my spirit. I ask you, Lord God, that it will fulfill the hearts of men. Thank you right now, God. We bless you and give it all to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. I turn you back over into the hands of our host.
Amen. Amen. We're going to take a quick station break, everyone, and we will be right back. Don't go anywhere. We're back, and we are so blessed by that message that Bishop Davis brought to us today with so many words of inspiration and encouragement. I'm excited about what he has shared with us today, and I will tell you, I feel so much more energized after listening to Bishop Davis share with us Heart of Vision. So often we focus on the head, but God is looking not at what's in our head, but what's in our heart. So, you know, everyone, we encourage you all to call in with your questions and any comments or any expressions that you would like to share regarding how you have been blessed and inspired by today's message. And I want to remind you now, if you're listening on your phone, you simply need to press 1. And Bishop Haywood will bring you right in. If you happen to be listening on Facebook Live or on our UFCCM website, you must go and use your phone and press 1. I'll remind you that the call-in number For those of you on Facebook and on the website, the call-in number, 347-850-1405, and press 1. Please, everyone, don't be shy. We've heard such a powerful lesson today, and we want to hear from you because this broadcast is for us, and so we will be blessed by what you have to share. So, Bishop Haywood, let's go ahead right now and see who we have on the line.
All right, caller, you are at 410-938. Go right ahead.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Protocol has been set. I just wanted to say I was really listening to the scripture, how he went from scripture to scripture. He just didn't throw out the scriptures, but he explained the scriptures to you. I do believe that when you allow the church to be in unity and on one accord, and you shared that vision, everything will fall in place. I just want to say thank you, Bishop, for that word, the encouragement word. It really inspired me. It really lifted me up, and it really let me know that I am going in the right direction. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister White. And your expressions let us know that Bishop Davis accomplished his purpose today to share the heart of vision, because our annual theme, remember the vision while going forward in unity. So thank you for your comments.
Pastor Sherry, go right ahead.
Praise God. I want to thank Bishop Davis for a great word, a teaching word, a sound word. He said so many things, I was trying to figure out what was my favorite part. But I'm going to say this, all of it was my favorite part. I love the fact that he says, live full and die empty. That is so true. We need to be empty when we die, doing everything that Christ has called us to do. And we need to know what the vision is.
Mm-hmm.
Before we can do anything, we must know what it is that we are supposed to do. And if we follow what Bishop Davis said today, we will find out what the true vision is. So I praise God for a very encouraging, stimulating word. Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen.
Caller, you are at 254-681. Let us know who you are and where you're calling from.
All right, good morning. This is Deborah, and I am calling from Killeen, Texas. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. I just want to tell Bishop Davis that was such a timely word. I was definitely blessed by it. He is my honey as well, which you guys probably know by the number. But I wanted to say that we are in an age where many young people are now falling into what they're thinking is depression, and they're committing suicide. And I was just sharing with a coworker recently this week about, if I could go back and tell my young self something, what I would tell them is that God has so much purpose for you. He has so much vision ahead. If you see that and look past the thing that you're going through right now, it would have caused me or saved me a whole lot of grief, a whole lot of what you think, you know, no, nobody's my friend, I don't have anything left in life, and you're so young. But your message just reiterated the point that God does have a purpose for us. And I like what you said about how he has a purpose, but it's our passion that he's going to tie that purpose up into. So thank you, darling, for such an amazing word. And just keep on preaching, because it is not in vain.
Amen. 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 You know, if I might interject something right here, as Lady Deborah was speaking, you know, there's so many people that need to hear the messages on these broadcasts. And in particular, we have a heart for the young people in this world and even in our ministry and so forth that are going through so many things, that don't feel good about themselves, that have low self-esteem, that don't see the place of God in their lives. And I want to put in a plug for these broadcasts are archived on the UFCCM website, and you can share them with anyone. And as you encounter people in your daily walk that you have a leading that they need to hear a word of encouragement or a word of inspiration, point them to the website, because these messages are out there and they're not just sitting out there just to be sitting. The purpose of all that we're doing is to touch souls and to bring souls to Christ. So thank you, Lady Deborah, for those beautiful comments.
Amen. Well, praise God. Well, we're looking around here, and listen, please press 1. We do have our EP and Mother Bishop, but of course, you know, we always, you know, I believe, you know, as you say, Teacher Tyndall, you know, we have to make sure that, you know, they are last, because no one really should come after them if we can help it.
Yes, I agree with you, Bishop Haywood. And also, they're going to be sharing some information about our conference. So we will save them for the final input from our listeners. Okay, but do we have any other listeners?
All right, listeners, we're looking at your numbers here, and I'm, you know, I'm not going to bring you into the screening room at this point, but you are... There's a few of you, so if you'd just like to have anything to say about what was said by our wonderful Bishop Davis on today. I got a couple of things that I'm going to, while you're making up your mind to press 1, please press 1 and we'll bring you right in. But I do want to say that, you know, Bishop Davis, you did confirm a few things on, yes, that I basically was planning to talk about on tomorrow. And so I will give you credit, you know, for those, you know, on tomorrow, because I think it's important, you know, to give it to, you know how it is, you know, you give the person that said it, you know, not quite as, you know, academic as citing your source, but you give them credit the first time, the second time somebody said it, the third time, it's like I always say. All right. Well, Teacher Tyndall, it doesn't look like anybody else is pressing 1 right now, although we have a few online. Well, wait a minute.
Okay.
We just see somebody. Well, we did. Someone did just pull a hand up. One moment here. Okay, caller, you are 254-702. Let us know who you are and where you're from. Go right ahead.
Good morning. My name is Effie Waters. I'm from Killeen, Texas, and Bishop Davis is my bishop. And I just want to say we're always inspired by his preaching and his teaching. Bishop Davis always teaches a student of the word, not a student of the teacher. And so this morning's message from him was very encouraging for my husband and for myself. We just enjoyed the ministry that he blesses us with on Sundays and on our Wednesdays Bible studies. Truly, God is always in the midst of our learning, and we appreciate it so much. I've always loved when he preached, live full and to die empty. I walk in that. My husband walk in that. We are to live full and to die empty. That meaning for us to live as full as we can. And when we die empty, we have given it back. Everything that as we live, we're giving and giving and giving and trying to teach and others of what God's love is for us, so that when we die, we have given out everything, and that's the legacy to leave behind, just living full and dying empty, knowing that we have given back everything that God has given us.
Amen. Amen. Sister Waters, we thank you for calling in. Sister Effie Waters from Killeen, Texas. It is such a pleasure to hear you. We have not met you in person, but hopefully you will be able at some point in the future to attend our conference, and we will be able to meet you in person. But thank you so much for those inspiring comments. And it sounds like you have regular exposure to these truths that Bishop Davis has presented to us today. And I just wanted to point out a couple of things that I take copious notes on every broadcast, and I save my notes. But I love a couple of things that Bishop Davis said, one of which I think is so encouraging when he said, we look so long at the closed door, we never see a new door opening. That is so profound, and that resonated with me because so many times we tend to focus on the things that are not happening that we desire, and we don't open our eyes to see what God can do for us. When he talks about vision, it's beyond eyesight. Seeing from the inside out, seeing from the heart, not the head, not the eyes. And so Bishop Davis, those comments really gave me a great measure of encouragement as you shared those truths with us today. And I hope that they resonated with our other listeners as well. So Bishop Haywood, do we have any others?
Well, it doesn't look like we have any others that have raised their hand, although we have a few that said that they joined late. I put them into the screening room, and so they're just, you know, trying to get on and listen at this point. But no, we don't have any others that have raised their hands.
Well, you know, that's okay, because the beauty of the Word of God is many times we hear it, and it sinks within, and we meditate, and we digest it. And, you know, we may not be able to completely digest it right on the spot. The digestion of the word is a process, just as digestion of what we eat is a process. So as long as the word is being given and people are hearing it, we bless God for the fact that it will be digested and will resonate with them. So we have called on all of our speakers, and I would like now, excuse me, to bring our ecumenical patriarch and or mother bishop or both. And I would like to preface their comments by letting you all know that our annual conference is fast approaching, and that our ecumenical patriarch and mother bishop, in addition to their comments on Bishop Davis's message today, will be sharing with you all some information regarding our upcoming conference. So EP and Mother Bishop, we welcome you today, and God bless you, and the microphone is yours.
God bless you, Teacher Kendall. I just want to say good afternoon to everyone, and to our speaker this afternoon, Bishop Davis, and to, of course, Bishop Haywood and Teacher Tindall, and to everyone that's present. We do honor the Lord for the opportunity to just have had time to sit and listen to this wonderful message coming to us from our very own Bishop Davis. When he begins to talk about the vision and the purpose of the vision, it is so important. And as some of the comments have been said already, it's so important to have a vision, because without a vision, the Word of God tells us clearly that the people would perish. Mm-hmm. And you've got to have a vision or an idea of where you're going or what you're doing. You can't be successful at building a house, decorating a room, or even planning a meal unless you have some kind of vision or idea of where it is that you want to go. So we thank God for the message that Bishop Davis brought forth. He said so many profound things, and I do like the comment of him that sometimes we spend so much time reminiscing or lamenting over the door that has been closed that we don't bother to turn around and look in a different direction and see the new door that has opened. So I thank him for that. That was a very encouraging word, because oftentimes people think that when the door that I'm trying to go through is closed, then that's the end of everything. But oftentimes the door is closed because there is a better way for us to go.
So, you know, we go through doors and sometimes it just leads us to danger or it leads us to not being successful. So we must be, as Christians, we must be led by God's Spirit. He knows, and when we turn things over to him and we trust him, we must believe what it is that he shows us, what he tells us, what he brings forth, and what he says in his word. And there's so much that I could say, but I won't belabor the time, but it was a wonderful message. And I would just like to encourage everyone that is listening today that we are in the 20th year of the formation of the United Fellowship of Christian Churches and Ministries. It's been over 20 years when God spoke to us and led us in this direction. So definitely we are being led in the vision that God has given. And we want to encourage everyone, if you're listening and you have never been to one of the conferences, I strongly encourage you to prepare now to make your way over to Pasadena, Maryland, where we are having our 20th conference at the Mount Zion United Methodist Church, the beautiful facility that we are using there on Arctic Drive. All of the information as far as how to get there is listed on our website, and that's www.ufccm.org. And you will find all the information that you need as far as registration, which our registration is open. That portal is open, and registration is $60, and you can stay at one of the beautiful facilities that we have recommended. And if not, there are a ton of other facilities in that area that may be to your liking and your choosing. So we encourage you to put it on your calendar now. That is Wednesday, June the 19th to Friday, June the 21st. We have some exciting speakers and some outstanding seminars, and we encourage you to say, well, I've never been to a UFCCM conference, and I'm wondering what they're doing. Well, don't wonder anymore. Just make your plans now and just come on and be with us. There is something there truly for everyone, whether you're a young person or an adult or a senior citizen. We will have something there. The Lord has allowed us to put together a beautiful program, and there is something there for everyone. And we strongly, strongly encourage you to come and to rejoice with us in this wonderful, wonderful conference that has been planned. And also in commemoration of our 20th anniversary as a fellowship, we're not a denomination. We want to emphasize that, and that's clearly emphasized on our website. We're not a denomination, but we are a fellowship of like-minded, Bible-believing Christians, and we come together and we share in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. And we have in the process of putting together a 20-year commemorative souvenir booklet. Our very own Bishop Ronald Scott Hobson is in charge of that. And it promises to be something that you will look at and just awe and say, oh, my goodness, I am so sorry I missed the opportunity. Well, you don't have to miss the opportunity, because if you go on our website, all of the information is there. The donation prices that we have listed is within everyone's reach. So we strongly encourage you to do that. I'm going to stop so much of the advertising now, and I'm going to turn it over to His Eminence Bishop Henry Tindall. But I'm just excited. You know, as Teacher Tindall has said earlier, this year we have experienced some of the greatest loss, Bishop Tindall and I, the greatest loss in our lives as a married couple. We've been married for over 50 years, and we have experienced the greatest loss we ever in our lives have experienced, and that's the loss of our son, Overseer Henry Tindall. But we thank God because we know that he is in the paradise of God, rejoicing and praising God. And we just want to tell you that even though he is on the other side, he's in glory, well, we still have those that will be coming that will be playing the beautiful music and lifting up the songs mm-hmm. of praises in Zion. So we strongly encourage you to please, please plan now to come and be with us in our 20th UFCCM annual conference. I'm going to turn it over now to our EP that he will have some comments. God bless you, Bishop.
Thank you so much, Mother Bishop, dear wife. I thank you for the comments. I knew that if you came first, you would cover all the bases in case I missed anything. But we give honor to God this morning and to who, of course, is head of our lives. And we give honor to all of our officials that are here today, particularly to the speaker of today,
yes.
His Grace,
yes.
Bishop Marion Davis from Killeen, Texas. We certainly thank God for him and give him the highest honor this morning. We
Amen.
Honor our teacher, Kendall, who's the chair lady of the renowned Laity Broadcast Ministry, and to Bishop Hayward, His Grace, Bishop Hayward, for the outstanding
Amen.
And dedicated work that
yes.
he does
yes.
to see that this broadcast
Mm-hmm.
is consistent and goes forth as planned on a regular
Amen.
Basis. And if there's anyone that didn't call, know that no harm is meant, but to everybody
Everyone.
Involved
Amen.
In this great work, we thank God for you,
yes.
even to our listeners, wherever
Amen.
You are and whoever you are, whether we have met you or not, whether we know you or not,
mm-hmm.
you chose to be with us today, and we thank God for you.
Well, yes, we
do. Thank God for First Lady Davis. Amen, because we know that Bishop Davis would not be where he is, amen, without a wonderful and lovely wife standing by his side. And we thank God for you. Bishop Davis, we honor the Lord for how you allow the Holy Spirit to direct your thoughts and lead you in the direction that you went today in bringing the message for us. That was a very timely message, and it is a very needy message,
yes, yes.
part of the vision.
Amen.
I notice you did not say the mind of the vision, but you talked about the heart of the vision. The mind is the part that knows,
mm-hmm.
but the heart is the essence, the totality of all that you are. And I just thank God because you went right to the heart of divine inspiration, and that is that God must speak to your heart,
yes.
because it is out of the heart
mm-hmm.
that good things come forward. And I thank God for you. That was a very enlightening as well as a very uplifting and encouraging message today. It makes one take stock of himself, herself, see where you are.
Amen.
What are you doing? Why are you doing what you're doing?
Yes.
Do you really have your heart in this, or are you just going along for the ride?
Mm-hmm.
It's just something that you say, but is your heart really in it? I just love the way you brought that out concerning your heart, your purpose, and your passion, because they're all tied together. And I would like to say that if you would like to hear some more of this powerful teaching from Bishop Davis, he is going to be one. He's scheduled to be one of our morning glory speakers
on Friday
in our
morning.
Annual conference. He
yes.
will be speaking on Friday,
Friday
morning,
morning.
At the annual conference.
Yes. Yes.
At our 9 a.m.
service.
So if you want to get the room, you be the early bird.
That's right.
Amen. He's going to start off the day with inspiration.
Yes, he is.
Morning glory.
Yes.
Amen. So
Amen.
We invite all of you. Mother Bishop has told you a lot about our conference, but she didn't tell you all. But there are some things you just have to be there
to be there.
Experience.
Yes.
It's going to be a powerful conference. We're excited about it.
Yes.
I know God is going to meet us there, and great things are going to happen in this mm-hmm. conference. It is the 20th celebration of the ministry of the USCCM, and much has been praying. For those of you who are affiliates of the USCCM, remember that one of the provisions of membership in the fellowship is your attendance in the annual UFCCM conference. That is technically not an option. That is a promise that you made when you joined the UFCCM to attend the annual conference, because it takes all of us working together to get this work done for the Lord. And so we're inviting you to please make your plans. We have beautiful hotels where you can stay. Their spaces, they're comfortable, and they have all of the amenities. All of them have your breakfast included. Yeah. And during the conference, the only day you have to buy lunch is on Wednesday, because there's going to be a complimentary lunch on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And if you register for the conference, which we are asking everybody who is a part of the UFCCM, to register for the conference, because your registration not only includes your receiving all of the conference information that will be given out, but you will also be invited to lunch on Thursday. There's going to be lunch for everybody. Don't have to leave the campus to eat. We're bringing the lunch in, so you'll have your lunch on Thursday.
Yeah.
And then if you register, that's included. Also, if you register, you automatically receive an invitation and a ticket to the fellowship luncheon, our 20th celebration luncheon, which is also going to be held right there on the campus where we're holding the conference. And it is going to be a delicious lunch, and we're just going to have a wonderful time of fellowship and sharing together.
Yes,
and I know that you will enjoy that. And in addition to that, when you register, you will receive one of our 20th year celebratory, souvenir booklet. It's not just a few pages. I think it's 22 pages long.
Yeah.
I think something like that is filled with pictures. It's filled with history. It's filled with memorial to those who have been a part of the UFCCM and have gone on. It's filled with all kinds of wonderful things.
Yeah.
There are those that have already paid just to have their name in this book. This is going to be a treasure. It's going to be a memorial. We're buying several pages ourselves. We're doing a memorial page to our son, God bless his spirit, who's there with him in glory. And we're remembering all of those that died in the UFCCM down through the years, from Bishop Bullock and Bishop Williams Thompson, all of them there, going to be mentioned in there. And so you just want to get one of those souvenir booklets. They are not for sale as a separate item. They come with registration.
Yeah, yeah.
If there are any left over, we may be able to consider making them available. But our anticipation is that they're going to be just enough for those who register for the conference.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Listen, I'm a little wordy here, but listen, if you go to our website, www.ufccm.org, you will find that His Grace, Bishop Haywood, has simplified a system to a new outlet gateway called Ticket Stripe. And when you go there, you can register for the conference. You can purchase your souvenir ad or page or whatever you want in the souvenir booklet. There's a gateway there. You can upload your photos. You don't even have to arrange the page. Just send the photos with a paragraph or two telling us what you want on it, and it will be professionally designed and put in the souvenir booklet for you. Bishop Hawson is doing an
excellent job.
Some of one of the top flight publishers in the state of Massachusetts who's working with us to make this a memorable booklet. So get on board. You have maybe a couple more weeks.
Go to
the website, buy a page, buy a half a page, buy a quarter page. But everything you do is not for profit. It is all to support the ministry of the UFCCM. And closing my remarks, as Bishop Davis said, bringing it to a close, souls are being saved as a result of what the UFCCM is doing.
Amen.
Our churches are growing as a result of the work of the UFCCM. And we're asking you to think as big as you can. Expand your thoughts across the horizon. Speak the language of faith that says, I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. I love you. I know I've been wordy, but I hope you can feel the same excitement in yourself that I'm feeling in myself. I know my purpose, and I'm on my way. Lord, have mercy. I'm leaving it alone. So thank you, Bishop Davis, and thank all of you all for this opportunity to share with you. And welcome to our newest affiliate from Bridgeton, New Jersey, his church and ministries, Pastor Saltonell. We thank God for him being our newest affiliate. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for those comments from our Mother Bishop and our Ecumenical Patriarch. And I was sitting here feeling like Bishop Haywood. My excited is excited. And that excitement is excited because we have some wonderful things planned. And we're looking forward to our annual conference. And if you've never been to a conference, please make an effort to attend our 20th anniversary conference. I had made the comment earlier when we were asking for callers about digestion. And we had planned to have Mother Bishop and the EP be our last speakers, but the spiritual digestion process has worked. It's working, and we have a caller who had raised their hand, and they would like to call in, and we don't want to cut anyone off, so we want to give them an opportunity right now. Caller, you're at 512-971. Please give us your name and share your comment.
Yes, my name is Daryl Hopkins. I'm calling from Round Rock, Texas, and I would like to thank the bishop for his words of encouragement. And I'm mostly encouraged because I know this man personally, and that's a great part of his ministry is to encourage. He encourages me even sometimes when I don't want to be encouraged. So I just want to thank him for that wonderful word today and for walking out what he's taught us today. He's not just preaching it, but he's teaching, but he's walking it out. I've seen this man walk through some things. And he's still walking according to his purpose. And I thank God for him. I'm glad he's in my life. And he's my brother-in-law. So I just want to thank the bishop for those wonderful words today. And God bless him and his ministry and you all. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for calling in. And guess what? We've heard from a few people from Killeen, Texas. We want to see Killeen in the house at the conference, if you can, this year. It is going to be wonderful, and we want to have the opportunity to meet you all in person as you are under the leadership of your wonderful leader, Bishop Marion E. Davis, who is such a wonderful man of God. And by the way, we did mention that he is the newly elected jurisdictional bishop of the UFCCM Southwest jurisdiction. So Southwest, we want to see you at the conference this year. God bless you all. At this time, we would like to close out now. We want to give thanks to our Ecumenical Patriarch and all of our officials, our EBOB, and all of you, our listeners, for how you support this broadcast. It has been such a blessing, and we thank God for each of you. I just have a couple of brief announcements. Our next broadcast will be on Saturday, May 11, 2024, and please make it a regular habit to tune in because we truly receive some wonderful messages as we listen every month on this broadcast. And also, you know, we did not have our Laity Network Connection Zoom event that was supposed to be in March when we lost Overseer Tyndall it's not an excuse, but we just kind of just allowed some space for us to come to terms and with what had happened and to meditate. We're not giving up, but we just gave ourselves space, I'll put it that way. But our UFCCM Laity Network Connection Zoom event will be on Saturday, April the 27th at 11 a.m. on Zoom, and we will be sending out an email and posting information on our website. And if you've never attended one of these, the intent, and our EP blessed us with the go-ahead to do this, is to really have a way of connecting and keeping together and sharing with one another, because we only see each other annually in conference, but we can see each other in these Zoom events and connect. So I encourage you to please be a participant in this additional ministry of the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training. Also, our 24-hour prayer meeting is ongoing. April dates and prayer lists will be sent out by our EP and Mother Bishop and their team. And if you're not a participant in the monthly UFCCM 24-hour prayer, please sign up today. Because remember, we are admonished to pray without ceasing. And so we invite you to join in as we corporately come together during this time for our 24-hour prayer. So if there are no other announcements, if you have any prayer requests that you would like, I'm going to give a minute. If anyone has a special prayer request they would like to say, so that we're all aware and can pray with you and for you. And then I'm going to ask Bishop Haywood if he would give us our closing prayer.
Well, praise God. Those of you, you still have a moment, and maybe you have an unspoken request. And if you have an unspoken request, that's fine. You know, I think that oftentimes and many times, you know, the highway of the divine encounters between heaven and earth, God hears our heart, our mind, and our spirit. And so we may not hear it audibly from you, but that communication line that you have to God, as we touch and agree, as God has said in his word, where two or three are gathered together, whatsoever we shall touch and agree, he will be in the midst. Whatsoever we shall bind on earth, he'll bind in heaven. And whatsoever we shall loose on earth, he'll loose in heaven. So we thank God on today for this broadcast, for this speaker, for all of those that are listening, those that desire to listen and may have not been able to call in, but are listening by archive right now. This prayer is for you as well. It is for our UFCCM affiliates and friends, partners, our leadership, our AP, our Mother Bishop, and of course the host of this broadcast. So Father, we thank you and we praise you even right now for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're yet going to do. We thank you, God, that as we stand here together, and as we make our way, a pilgrimage even, to Baltimore, the birthplace of this UFCCM fellowship, Father, we thank you and we celebrate, God, not just only the 20-year historic milestone of this fellowship, but Lord, we celebrate each and every one that is a part of this great fellowship. Those that were a part of it and has taken residence with you right now. And we thank you, Lord God, for the intercessors all over the place that we may never know. So we pray, God, for strength. We pray, God, for impartation. We pray, God, for just another day to press in on this journey. And God, we know, God, that your angels, Lord, are encamped around us even now. Your messengers and the gates of hell shall not prevail against your church. So we thank you for your covering for your anointing and for the success of all that your travel in June 19th to this conference, to those that place ads, those that do whatever it needs, whatever can be done in, within their will and power to make this a success for you. So we thank you. We praise you. And we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' holy, mighty, and matchless name, thank God. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you.
God bless. There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM Ecclesiastical Ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM Ecclesiastical Ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training.
Come on, put your hands.